Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio welcoming you to another broadcast of Winning with the Word. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 11, Jesus makes an interesting statement. In talking about the last days, he says that many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Later in that same chapter, in verse 24, he repeats this warning when he says, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." While false prophets have been around for a long time, their numbers are on the increase as we approach the return of Jesus Christ. We just saw that Jesus predicted that this would happen. The reason for the increase in the rise of false prophets is that Satan knows his time of destruction is almost up. Consequently, he is very angry and has increased his attacks in the world, especially on the body of Christ. But praise God, as long as we operate in the power and authority that Christ has given us through his blood and through his name, we will defeat Satan every time. There is only one way to operate in that power and authority, and that is by knowing and applying the truth. When we know the truth, we will be able to recognize and thereby avoid falsehood. What is the truth? We can find the answer to that question in the Bible, God's holy word. There we read the words of Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, where he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In this verse, Jesus clearly tells us that he is the truth. Elsewhere in the Bible, in John, chapter 1, verse 1, Jesus Christ is also called the Word of God. In that scripture passage, we read the following words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In this verse, we learn that Jesus and the Word of God are one and the same. When I studied logic in college, I learned that if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Applying that syllogism to our present study, we can say that if the Word of God is Jesus, and if Jesus is the truth, then the Word of God is the truth. Now, since the Word of God, also called the Bible, is the truth, then it follows logically that anything that contradicts the Bible is not the truth, but a lie. This is the reason that it is so very important that we study the Bible and know what it says, because only by knowing the truth that is in the Bible will we recognize the lies of false prophets. Unless we study the Bible, we will have difficulty recognizing a false prophet when we hear one. When we think of false prophets, we usually think of people outside the Christian faith. And indeed, there are many such false prophets in the world today, people who claim, for instance, that they are the Messiah. Jesus warned against such people when he said in Matthew 24, verses 24 to 27, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look, he is in the desert,' do not go out. Or, 'Look, he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." According to this scripture passage, false Christs and false prophets will arise and indeed have already arisen in our day. I've seen their advertisements in some newspapers and read about them on the internet. These false Christs and false prophets will even perform counterfeit miracles in order to deceive people into thinking that they are from God. But beware, they are not. Other false prophets who have arisen in our day are people who claim that there are many ways to get to heaven and that all those ways are equally good. This teaching directly contradicts the Bible because Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus alone is the door to heaven. There is no other way to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ, because he is the mediator between man and God the Father. Of all the false prophets, not one has risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is the only one who rose from the dead and is alive today, ministering on the earth through the Holy Spirit. While there are many false prophets outside the Christian faith, the most dangerous and insidious of false prophets often call themselves Christians, but are really wolves in sheep's clothing. They are what we call the enemy in the camp. Of such as these did Jesus warn us when he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Here Jesus is telling us that false prophets will disguise themselves as sheep, or, in other words, as true Christians. These false prophets will try to deceive true believers in Jesus Christ into thinking that they also are true believers, when, in reality, they are great pretenders. Well then, you may be asking, how will we recognize these false prophets? That is a very important question. Jesus gave us the answer to that question when he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, "You will know them by their fruits." In other words, we will recognize false prophets by the kind of fruit they produce in their lives. Are they producing holiness, kindness, goodness, love, joy, peace, and life? Or are they producing strife, confusion, fear, anger, pride, division, and death? Jim Jones, for example, was a false prophet who produced death. Unfortunately, there are preachers and teachers today who call themselves Christians but who do not preach the truth. These preachers and teachers distort the Word of God and, in so doing, lead unsuspecting people astray. This can be very dangerous, especially when it comes to matters that have eternal implications and consequences. If, for example, you hear a preacher on the radio or television say that salvation is only for certain special people chosen by God, that preacher is a false prophet because the Bible clearly states that God's desire is for everyone to be saved. We see this proven by two scripture verses in particular. The first one is John chapter 3, verse 16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The word "whoever" means anyone. So anyone who believes in and accepts Jesus Christ as his Savior will have everlasting life. The choice is ours. The second scripture verse that proves that God wants everyone to be saved is Romans chapter 2, verse 11. This verse states, "For there is no partiality with God." In other words, God has no favorites. We are all equal in his eyes. Therefore, he does not choose to save one person and condemn another. We are the ones who choose to be saved or not to be saved. God does not make that choice. He leaves it up to us. Believing wrong information about salvation and acting on that wrong information can result in great harm. In fact, so great is the potential harm that a person could end up going to hell instead of heaven when he dies, all because of having believed and acted on wrong information. While the false preachers and teachers will be held responsible for distorting the Word of God, those who accept their twisted message will also be held responsible for not studying the Bible for themselves. For if we study the Bible, we will not fall prey to the lies of false prophets. The Bible must be our final authority, the yardstick by which we measure everything we read or hear. If what we read or hear agrees with the Word of God, then we can trust it. If it does not agree with the Word of God, then it is a lie. When you read or hear anything, do not accept it without checking it out for yourself in the Bible. Check out even what I am telling you. The Apostle Paul himself said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." In the final analysis, each of us is responsible to know the truth. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. This means that each of us is responsible to seek out the truth and to apply it in our lives. So study the Word of God. Be diligent in digging into its truth. Apply it in your daily life and pray continually. By doing all of these things, you will be protected from the deception of false prophets. Perhaps there are some of you listening today who have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the Lord of your life. If this describes you, I invite you to pray with me now. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose again on the third day. I invite you now to come into my life. I receive you as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Make of me all that you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again follower of Jesus Christ. I invite you to write to me at Dr. Maryann, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at Maryann Diorio, that's D-I-O-R-I-O.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help get you started in your Christian walk. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this is Dr. Maryann Diorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.